thomasofgod.net.
Hi, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, is everybody that's born into this world a sinner?
Well, Sister Mary, you came up with another good question. And the question would be, and I've heard it from other people too, you know, is everybody that's born into this world, are we all sinners? Well, once again, let's go where we were for the past 2 weeks, or at least last week. And if you got your Bible again, Sister Mary, turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. And once again, let's see what the definition of sin is and according to God. It says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Now, according to this verse here, and according to the dictionary, the word transgression means to break the law, or another word for that means to disobey. Disobedience is breaking a rule or regulation. So in order to see if everybody in this world, that's born into this world, is a sinner, we have to look at it from God's aspect. And that is everybody disobedient? And that's what we got to ask. It's not whether or not someone kills or murders. I mean, all those things are sin. But God says, if anyone has a disobedient nature, or if anyone has ever disobeyed in their lifetime, are they a sinner? Well, in 1 John 3, 4, it says that sin is disobedience. So if anybody has ever lived in this life without being disobedient to some rule or regulation, I've never heard of them, and I don't think I've ever met them before. If you have your Bible once again, turn to Romans chapter 5. And we were here last week. Notice what it says in Romans chapter 5, it's talking about Adam and Eve. It says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Let's turn to look over at Romans chapter 3, 21. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word all have sinned means all have missed the mark. And like we talked about the last time you phoned, what is it that causes men to miss the mark? And, of course, that is our disobedience. Our disobedience causes man from missing the mark, and that mark is to enter an eternal relationship with God. But according to this verse, you could also put, because they have missed the mark, well, what has made them miss the mark? Well, sin has, or disobedience. So you could actually put that in there. For all have disobeyed and come short of the glory of God. According to the scriptures, there's not a person alive that has ever been born that hasn't been born that is not a sinner. Everybody born to this world is a sinner. And when I lived in Houston, and I used to go door knocking and telling others about Christ, I would run into some people sometimes, and they would tell me, you know, that they didn't believe that they were a sinner. Well, there's blue-collar workers that live a good life, and, you know, they got a good home, got a good wife, or maybe she has a good husband, and they got good kids, and they're not in jail, and they don't go drinking, they don't run around their wife, and they don't cuss, and they don't smoke. You know, mankind seems to have their own standard, and we set our own standards as to what we think is right and wrong instead of what the Bible says. And sometimes it's hard to reach people like that. But when you deal with and find out the correct definition of sin, the correct definition of sin is disobedience. When you use that definition, I don't know if you can convince everybody that they're a sinner, but you can certainly prove, based upon Scripture, that everybody is a sinner. I would run into people like that sometimes, and I would take them to 1 John 3, 4, and I'd say, do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? And most people, you know, even when they're lost, don't know the Lord. They're going to say, yeah, you know, I believe the Bible is the Word of God. I believe the Bible. I said, okay. And I'd take them to 1 John 3, 4, and I'd read it. And it says here that transgression, and I said, definition of transgression is to break the law. And I said, according to this verse right here, the definition of sin means to break the law, or the one word that also means transgression is disobedience, because disobedience is breaking a law or rule. I said, do you agree with that? And they say, yeah. I said, okay, if you agree that the Bible is the Word of God, and you believe that according to this scripture here, according to God's Word, sin means disobedience, when you were small and when you were little, did you ever get punished? Now, some people would get quiet on me, and other people would just say, well, of course I was punished. And I would ask them, what did you get punished for? There's not a person in this world that has not, you know, when they were children, being raised up by their mom and dad, there's not one of us, not even the best little Christian that has ever been born in this world, there's not a person in this world that has not been punished when they were a child. And we all have. What for? For being disobedient. Our mom, our dad telling us to do this or do that, and we don't do it. You know, there is a natural, and this is true, check it out, examine your own self, there is a natural disobedient nature in us, a natural rebellious nature in us that wants to rebel or disobey rules and regulations. When it comes to authority, men on the job, this can really be seen because men on the job are always receiving orders, especially from their boss or someone higher than they are. And boy, sometimes when our boss tells us to do something, that nature just wants to rebel and just rear up inside us, want to retaliate, want to rebel, want to, that nature of that spirit of disobedience, that nature of disobedience just comes out in us. You know, try correcting a human being and showing him a better way how to perform or do something. That natural inclination of retaliation, that nature of being willing to disobey and rebel is in everybody. It's in all of us. We've done it. What about when we're driving and we see that speed limit, 75 miles an hour? Boy, you know, how many of us have disobeyed that? That's the law. How many of us had disobeyed and went 75, just, you know, 5 miles over, just 1 mile over, 10 miles over, 80, 85 miles an hour, you know. We've all done it. We've all been there. That only proves and that only shows that God is right, that there is, that we're all disobedient in nature and that it's in us and that we all have it, you know. It's funny that as a child, you could leave a child alone and not try to teach him anything, and he naturally will rebel and retaliate. I mean, from day one when they're born to a toddler and everything else, you don't have to teach a child to say no. You don't have to teach a child to be rebellious or to be disobedient. Disobedience comes natural in the human being. And every human being, the spirit of retaliation and wanting to retaliate or disobey comes natural. You don't have to teach a child to disobey. It comes natural. When that child learns that word and says no to their parents, where do you think that comes from? That's that sin nature that we're all born with and that lives within each and every one of us. You know, but what do you have to teach a child? You don't have to teach them disobedience, but you do have to teach a child to what? To obey. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalms 51. Psalms 51. And let's look at verse 5. It says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now that word conceive means it is the point for which the seed of the man comes and is accepted by the egg of the woman. Okay? That life in that man enters the womb or the egg of the woman. And notice what it says there. It says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. I was shapen in iniquity. The word iniquity kind of means sin or shapen in that which is wrong or deception, not deception. But it kind of means, you know, wickedness, you know. It says, I was shapen in that. When that flesh would begin to form in that egg, the body is shaped. The spirit of man is in the egg or in the womb, and that little spirit which I believe is placed there. The life of each individual is placed there. It comes from the Father and is placed in the egg. And the place of the egg is where that little spirit receives its body. And that body is shaped around that life that comes from that man, that life source. And the body begins to take shape and form. The automobile of that spirit of each of us was shaped in our mother's womb. But notice what it says right there. It says that during that shaping, and even at the point of conception, to where my father's seed, my life force or spirit life left my father and came forth and was placed within my mother's womb, at that point, I was a sinner. And I begin to be a sinner. At the point of conception, I'm already a sinner. That sin nature is in each and every one of us, and it's there, that rebellious nature, that nature of wanting to be disobedient and to disobey authority and to disobey law. You know, we all have it. And we're sinners from the very, even before we're born. In our, when we're in our father, the life source is in the father before it's transferred to the mother. We're sinners before we're transferred to the mother's womb, and even after the mother's womb, while the body is being shaped according to this verse, within the mother's womb, we're already sinners. We have that disobedient nature, and it's there. It's there within us. So is everybody a sinner? Yeah. We're all sinners. There's not a person born in this world that doesn't have that disobedient, retaliatory nature within each and every one of us. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.